boss ladies. So I was thinking as I was watching my kids and having a whole chat to them about patience. And you know how I've spoken about patience before and just about, you know, how we work and live in this hyper-connected world and we really want instant gratification. And it's just gotten worse and worse. You know, if I think to when I was a kid and you had to wait like a week for the next episode of your favorite TV show, you know, or you had to wait for your favorite song to come on the radio so that you could record it on a tape deck. I mean, I think most of you listening to this probably don't even know what the hell a tape deck is, and you've never actually had that experience of really delayed gratification and of learning patience and to wait for things. And as I've grown older, as much as the concept of patience is very clear to me, and I grew up in the 80s in a time when, you know, I had to be patient, and as much as intellectually this makes sense to me, I'm also a very modern woman and I've adapted with the times, right? So if I want to hear a song, I open up Spotify and I listen to whatever I want to. If I want to watch a show, chances are I can binge watch an entire season or multiple seasons on Netflix or Amazon or Hulu or whatever streaming platform it is that I'm using. If I want to watch a movie, you know, I might be able to watch it online tonight. I don't have to wait for all my friends to be available next Friday night for us to go see it, you know. So I think what happens to all of us and what I've definitely seen happening to me is that the pace at which we're living does kind of change us, right? Because it's social conditioning. When I was a kid in the 80s, I was socially conditioned to have more patience because that was just the way the world worked. There was a time when retail stores weren't open on a Sunday, so if you wanted something, bad luck. You had to wait until the next day or the next weekend when your folks could actually take you to the store, you know? And that social conditioning kind of changes with time as the norms in society change. And what happens to us is that we just feel like we have no time and we want everything to happen super fast. And I think the most important lesson for us is to just take a step back and to realize that not everything in life is a Netflix or a Spotify or, you know, an Uber or a Lyft ride that we can request from an app on our phone. Not everything is immediate. Some of the goals that we're working on are going to take time. You know, if you embark on a whole program to maybe lose some weight, or whatever it is, there's some work that goes into that, right? And it's going to take some time for you to actually notice the change. And it's going to take some time for the people around you to notice the change. And what I've realized of late, especially with work and with everything else, is that the universe very much has its own timetable. And my children keep on teaching me this as well. They keep on teaching me to have patience and to sometimes just let things unfold the way that they should, the way that they're going to, and not necessarily the way that I want them to. So what I've realized out of this exercise as well is how much anxiety and stress we cause for ourselves because of our lack of patience. We want everything to happen right now and be immediate, like being able to go and listen to whatever we want to on Spotify. And the fact of the matter is that the world just doesn't always work that way. And if we just take a step back and if we're just a little bit more realistic and we look at what we're really dealing with and whether this is, you know, a short-term thing that we can do, like go and look for a song on a music streaming platform or watch a movie or whatever, or Google something and learn something new, or whether it's perhaps a more medium or long-term goal that we're working on, like saving money for an overseas trip, or, you know, hitting the gym really hard and changing what we eat so that we can change our physical appearance. These things take time, and we really need to be a lot more reasonable about the time that we're willing to actually patiently wait for things to unfold. You know, it's not your popcorn that you're making in the microwave in 3.5 minutes or whatever it is. Some things take time, and they're going to take as long as they're going to take. And no amount of stress and no amount of anxiety and no amount of impatience and huffing and puffing and conflict and getting pissed off and, you know, acting out or tantrums for my kids, no amount of that behavior is actually going to change the outcome. Things are going to take as long as they're necessarily meant to take. And we really need to take a step back and just be more realistic about what we're dealing with and just have more patience to actually wait for the things that are truly worth it and that are going to take more time to actually start paying dividends. I'll chat to you again.